The Coast Guard at Sault Ste. Marie and Eastern Lake Superior was busy yesterday. Dispatcher Mark Dobson couldn't talk much. He was on the radio with two icebreakers trying to free vessels.
Everywhere, all the time now. It's that point of year that everything's freezing in. So it's just, you know, a matter of wait to see who gets stuck and go get them. That's kind of the game we're playing.
Another Coast Guard dispatcher at the Sioux says they freed three ships Monday. He called this ice significantly worse than other years. The Madeline Island ferry shut down last Friday. Considering they didn't lay off at all in 2012, Ferry Vice President Robin Trinko-Russell says it's an early shutdown. She says ice on the 2 miles of Lake Superior to Bayfield is up to a foot thick. Conditions are severe.
You could barely see the mainland right now. I can't see the mainland. There's blowing snow. It looks like the Arctic.
Feels like the Arctic?
Feels like the Arctic.
Duluth Superior tugboat Captain Mike Ojard says the ice is the worst he's seen and keeps getting thicker.
One ice chunk touches another and it just keeps building down. Some areas it's as much as 5 feet thick. It's the toughest winter that I've seen in my 68 years.
Ojard says it's been a long, hard couple of months.
It's a tough winter. We've been breaking ice since the 5th of November. It's not over. Not over yet. Make sure that the public keeps us in mind and in their prayers.
The Sioux locks closed January 15th, so Ojard and the Coast Guard still have a couple more weeks of breaking ice. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.